The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to the William Hill Racing Podcast. Alex Dunn here, joined by Andy Holding to look ahead to the best of Sunday's action. We're also going to look back at the week. Obviously, we've had York's May meeting. Lovely weather for it and some decent action as well. How are you, Mr. Holding?
Very well, Alex. Very well.
Again, strange to see you face to face. I'm so used to talking to you on the phone.
Yes.
A rare Kelner treat
said,
for me.
Kelner said that yesterday.
Yeah. Yeah, it is a bit odd, but nevertheless enjoyable. Just as York's has been this week. Really, really decent action and a few high-quality winners.
Very much so, yeah. A lot of horses that have emerged as well. Not out of the wilderness, but or come from left field. They've threatened to burst onto the scene and they've really stamped their mark on future races. Like, That Is the Spirit, G-Force... And a horse that won the last race yesterday, a handicap, I think is a very, very smart animal in the making. Adventure Story. Was it Adventure Story or Adventure Seeker?
Seeker, I think.
Yeah, well, doing my times as I did last night after racing, I think we've got to take him very, very seriously for future handicaps.
Mm-hmm.
Adventure Seeker, Ed Vaughan's horse.
Yeah.
Be amazed if he doesn't run in the King George handicap at Royal Ascot, because he ran the fastest time of the day.
Wow.
By quite a way.
Okay, interesting. And you mentioned the two O'Meara runners there who were both really well backed on the day that they ran their respective races, and were both equally impressive, I think it's fair to say.
They were, yeah. They both won their maidens in good times as well. There was a bit of substance in both of those two races. The form has worked out really well. G-Force was probably the most impressive out of the two, considering that Kenner was on track. What didn't really like him, he got a bit buzzed up and a bit jazzed up beforehand, but he overcome that and his class come through. Where he'll end up, I don't know. Future down the line, you'd imagine to be a Nunthorpe horse one day, if they can keep the lid on him.
Yep.
Whether that's this year or the year after, I don't know, but he's certainly got a ton of class, and That Is the Spirit. Looks as though he's rising through the ranks quite quickly. A maiden win, which has worked out well at Donny on debut when he looked good and disposed of a quality handicap field with any amount in hand. And they're thinking about the Jersey Stakes for him at Royal Ascot.
Okay. Yeah. So a good week for David O'Meara. And Danny Tudup, of course, who's a cracking jockey, isn't he?
Well, he is, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of northern jockeys that are...
Unheralded.
Richard Kingscote as well. Still think he slips under the radar a little bit. He probably doesn't get the outside rods he deserves, because obviously he's attached to Tom Daskin, who he's very much hostage to fortune, how that yard's going. And they haven't really had the numerical winners that they would have hoped. But, pound for pound, is as good as any. And we saw the skills of Graham Lee as well come to the fore with a couple of cracking rides and handicaps, most notably with Clever Cookie, who opened the meeting up with a scintillating performance. Again, another very, very strongly run handicap, the fastest time on that card as well.
Okay,
it was the first race, and he was probably running on the better ground. But I think there's quite a few of those handicaps which were so good on the numbers that I think the form can't only but work out. He's beat Tres Coronas, who, if you like, is he's the benchmark horse, isn't he, for all mile and a quarter handicaps. He won well at Chester. When there's a bit of cut in the ground, he's always there or thereabouts.
Await My Soul back in third as well, who finished behind Battalion.
Exactly,
yeah. Today for William Haggerson could be a group horse. So
well Await My Soul, he travelled like the best horse in the race, and he was one of the few that raced up with the speed that maintained it.
Yeah.
Everything came off of the pace in that race. Obviously, it collapsed because they went that quick up front. So, Awake Mouse had a track the lead in third. He could end up being either a Magnet Cup horse if they decide to stay over that trip, or maybe if they dropped him to the Royal Hunt Cup trip over a mile.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's got a natural speed.
Well, I backed him on what was it, Wednesday? I think it was. Yeah, Wednesday.
Mm.
And after the race, I actually tweeted, could Danny Tudhope have maybe kicked on a little bit? But as you said, they did go very quickly.
They did.
And that might have just compromised his chance completely. As it happened, he sort of waited, and then Clever Cookie swept around the outside, and he was sort of left. But it wasn't a bad ride by any means. I wasn't criticising the ride. It was just...
No, he just went... He
looked to be travelling so powerfully two out.
Well, it's hard to judge the pace, really, when your brake is clean as that and you're on the speed all the way through, thinking, yeah, what do I do here? In the end, it didn't work out, but it was still a very creditable effort anyway.
Plus, Clever Cookie's clearly a horse going places, both flat and jumps.
Yeah, I was on the radio, so I should have napped him. I kicked myself. He was the only bet I had on the first day. It was my wife's birthday, and I thought, he's the only one I really do fancy. So I backed him and a decent bet on him, and I never napped him like a fool. Yeah. I went and napped something else in Ireland.
You're still doing rather well, though, in the nap table.
Yeah, I've missed the boat, really. I had a toss of the coin with about four or five yesterday. Could have gone G-Force, could have gone West Spizer last night at Dundalk, and then ended up picking something which ran well again, but I'm afraid didn't win.
But still, you're up there, which is more than can be said for me. So we'll move on. We're going to look at two races at Market Raisin on Sunday and one at Ripon. And we'll start with a 3:30 from Market Raisin. It's a handicap hurdle over 2 miles and 5 furlongs. 8 runners down to go to post. And likely to be pretty popular here is Listen and Learn for John Joe Neal and AP McCoy. The going here says good, soft in places. Wouldn't be surprised if that dries up a bit. And that would help this horse.
It would, yeah. He's one of a few that you can give strong chances to. He just hasn't had a run for a while. He's obviously been waiting for the better ground, which you said. And he's going to get that tomorrow. Another sparklingly hot day. But he's up against a horse who... I like to back in these kind of races at Market Raisin. He's very much a law unto himself elsewhere, but you stick him around this venue and he's different class, and that's Kayan.
Okay.
And I noticed him running quite well the other day in a decent handicap won by Hassel. It was a strongly run race. He didn't get the best of runs that day, slowly away and always towards the rear, but he did make some eye-catching late ground to suggest that he still maintains his well-being. His last run over hurdles was when he was fourth behind Hidden Justice at Haydock. But you look at his Market Raisin record over the recent years, it does make very pretty reading. He's basically gone first, third, 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 first, third, third. So he's never been out the frame at Market Raisin in any races he's contested. So he comes off the back of a good run on the flat, so he's fitting well. He loves it, Market Raisin. He likes the trip. He likes the ground, more importantly. He's very good at this time of year. If you can get an each way bet about him, I don't think you'll be doing your money. So, Kayan, very strong choice in the 3:30.
Okay. We've got Dark Energy in there as well, who last time, I believe, shall I read the comment for this one? At Kempton. Took keen hold,
yes.
Headway to lead and went right first, narrowly headed fourth, chasing leader when hit grazing swans on bend after fourth and unseated.
Don't say that a lot, do you?
No. So hopefully if
no swans at Market Raisin.
If Dark Energy can avoid the swans at Market Raisin, then he might have a squeak. But the pick there is Kayan. Let's hope that the 8 runners stay in that race, because it could have a nice each way feel to it. Next up, the 4 o'clock handicap chase over 2 miles and 2 furlongs. 6 runners got to post for this one. A lot of these horses are a real sort of all or nothing performers. But Oceana Gold, Vulcanite and Zazel all arrive here off a win last time out, varying degrees of time ago. Zazel's the one that we'll start with, 7 days ago at Ludlow. Won and won pretty nicely.
He did, yeah. This is going to be the selection, Zazel. Evan Williams seemed to have found the key to him by putting the visor on him for the first time when he won at Ludlow the other day. Very similar track to Market Raisin, it flat right-handed.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, summer jumping grounds is key to this horse. He only ever goes well on a fastest surface, or certainly his best form is on unrain softened ground. And he's run quite well here before in the past. He was fifth in that very good competitive handicap hurdle, the summer hurdle, which is actually a listed hurdle, when he was fifth behind Sea Lord. That was last year, so we know he goes really well at the track. The visors are on again, which revitalised his performances prior to that. And he just looked spectacular the day. He jumped really cleanly. You thought he went off a little bit too fast, Adam Wedge, with him, but the horse had plenty left in the locker at the finish. And with a small field, I'd imagine he'll do pretty much the same again.
Okay. Main danger?
Main danger is probably himself. because he's got a couple of other horses in the race, Oceana Gold, and more importantly, Stagecoach Pearl, which also likes to like to force the pace. Adam Wedge has got the option of just dropping in, because he didn't make all the other day at Ludlow. He actually took it up with as they jumped in the water, because nothing else could go as quick that he wanted. So it doesn't mean to say he has to lead. Obviously, it'd be lovely if he did get an uncontested, but if the others wanted to make the run, he could just sit in behind. He's got a good cruising speed. It's just whether Adam Wedge can just time his run to perfection this time.
Okay. So Zazzle the pick there.
Yep.
In the 4 o'clock, the final race that we'll look at is from Ripon. It's the 4:40 and it's a handicap over almost a mile and 2 furlongs. 8 runners got to post for this Class 4 event. And Lord of the Nile is likely to be reasonably popular here. Carries top weight for the aforementioned O'Meara and Tudup combination. And got off the mark last time at Catterick in pretty much a nothing race. Was 7-1 on at that time. Did it okay. Formerly with Dermot Weld, so you'll know a little bit about this from had one race at Dundalk as well. Looks to be going the right way. Penny looks to be dropping and maybe attractively handicapped, perhaps.
Yeah, another one that David O'Mara's worked his oracle with. He's worked his magic. A couple of unpromising runs for Dermot Weld in Ireland. As soon as he's gone to O'Mara in his Yorkshire base, he hasn't looked back. Good second behind that Yen Harb in a very keenly contested maiden in the middle of April. And then got off the mark, as you suggested he would, at 7-1 on. He actually went into that race rated 8, and he's come out of it rated a little bit higher, which is a little bit disconcerting. But I actually quite like one in this race who come out of a very good race at Yarmouth the other day, and that's New Street from the Richard Fahey stable. He won last year at Redcar on fast ground, which is good. Probably the ground went for him towards the back end of last year when he was fourth behind Stars Over the Sea in a strongly contested nursery at Newcastle. He began his season this year, 3-hour campaign, in a pretty good race down at Yarmouth. Certainly very fast on the figures. That Mind Your Own Business looks an upwardly mobile horse from the Simcock Yard. And New Street finished fifth, but he didn't get beat too far. With that run under his belt in a very fast time, he actually comes out top on my figures. So New Street would be the vote there.
Okay, New Street, the pick there in Ripon's 4:40. If you could just spin us through your three picks, the two at Market Raisin and the one at Ripon on Sunday afternoon, please, Andy.
Yeah, Kayan, very strong fancy in that handicap hurdle with the dead eight runners. If we can get a good each-way bet on him, we shouldn't be too far away. I then fancy Zarzal to follow up his win at Ludlow the other day. And New Street, who was fifth on debut in a very hot race down at Yarmouth, gets a vote in the 4 o'clock at Ripon.
Okay, lovely stuff. I'll catch up with you tomorrow, Andy, where we'll look ahead to the Navan card.
Yep, looking forward to it. Cheers, bud.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.